Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us today at another edition of Your Radio Promo. This is Robert J., your host with the most, and want to thank you very much for joining us today. And actually, this week we're changing the subject a little bit, but of course we're going to stay within the blogging world. Basically, I've titled this week's edition, Staying Ahead of the Social Media Curve. Staying Ahead of the Social Media Curve. If you think about it, how many times the twists and turns and how many things are changing, and as the Internet has always been and always will be forever changing. My mentor who trained me on the Internet years ago said that probably about 15 years ago. I remember him saying those specific words, and he's right. It has forever changed. 15 years ago, you didn't have Facebook, you didn't have Twitter, you didn't have YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, the list is endless, to be honest. Just to name a few majors that are having a major impact on a lot of people and their businesses nowadays. So it's pretty exciting to have choices and a way to get your word out there about your product or service or maybe you just wanted to be a blog and talk about your passions in life, you're able to do that now, and you're able to get that information out there to many people, a wide range of audience, to hear about what you have to say. It's pretty exciting. Now, basically staying ahead of the social media curve, as you continue, of course, to build your online business, and this is basically for you business folks out there, anybody who's listening who's maybe not working a business, but they'd like to get on there and blog, or maybe get the word out there about their event coming up or whatever, the social media can help you out as well. But as you continue to build your online business, it's very important to continually share content to assist others with their endeavors. When you share your ideas and help others to proceed, you actually help yourself. Bloggers actually will tell you that blogging is an ongoing event. This is constant. It really actually is as constant as the internet is ever changing, like I mentioned earlier. You have to stay ahead of the curve, be on your game, so you can have a full effect, a positive effect on others in the most positive way. Now, sometimes you can tell people when they're reading their stuff, I just basically read what a blurb I wrote. It's like, I wrote this blurb and I'm still stumbling over it, but hey, we're human, right? And that's what it's so amazing to me is that it's really not that difficult to get the word out there about yourself anymore. My goodness, I pay for so much advertising, for leads, the amount of money, and I'm not talking about I spend thousands of dollars here and there, but over time, over the years, I can imagine I've spent thousands, and probably a lot of you have spent thousands. What is your time worth alone? If you're worth $10 an hour, you know, multiply that. If you're worth $20 an hour, multiply that out. But how many hours you put online trying to get your business going? I've stayed up 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning sometimes clicking or working on a website to get the word out there about my particular product or service. And at one point it became so passionate to me to get the word out there. I really wasn't overly concerned with making money. Now, for sure, I wanted to get on here and make money. I heard about people being pretty successful and having a lot of fun online while they made money. And that's pretty much what I wanted to do. That was my goal in my life at that particular time when I first got online. But then as time went on, I met a lot of interesting folks. And then, of course, I went and tried to build that business again and microwave it, if you will. In other words, oh, man, I want to get the $10 PayPal payment. I want to get the $20 PayPal payment. You know, nickel and diming, you know, you talk about nickel and diming yourself. It literally was nickel and diming my own self by jumping into this plan or jumping into that program or get-rich-quick scheme. You know, my parents and your family are like, oh, don't get out of that thing. It's not going to work. You know, I argued with them, or didn't even argue. I just shut my mouth and went to work. For the most part, unfortunately, over the time, they were pretty much right on the money, pun intended, because I did lose a lot of money, lost a lot of sleep. I was in between jobs at the time, and I was going to make that bunch of money. And with the experience, though, that I did gain, and a lot of times it was a downtime. It was quite a lot of downtimes. But I realized over time it's what you make of it. It's how you actually look at it yourself, how it is portrayed in your own mindset. And once I realized that, once I accepted that, then things got better. Things got a little bit easier. Things got to the point where now I could control my destiny, mainly because of the passions that I have. My goodness, I've been involved in a lot of different things. I remember saying a prayer probably in my mid to late teens, and I guess I was half kidding, but what I asked was to pretty much experience everything in life. That's what I pretty much asked for. Man, God, I want to experience everything in life. I want to be able to do things and have a great time, and I want to experience everything, even if it was a low time. That was pretty much my prayer. I wanted to experience everything. Well, I'm still here. I'm a survivor. But my goodness, talk about peaks and valleys. And there was a lot of valleys, many, many, too many valleys to even mention here on this the show today. But with that, once again, experience. I went through it. I got through the storms. I became stronger. I learned. When you learn something, if you're listening right now and you've been through those peaks and valleys, multiple valleys in your life, you got to realize something. You're gaining an education, but you got to use that education, apply that education after you learn it. It wasn't put in front of you for any particular reason other than to make you stronger. You're sitting at a time in your life right now where things, everything's going wrong, I'm down and out. You really need to just get back on the horse, if you will. Stay ahead of the curve. This topic of today's show today, of course, is called Staying Ahead of the Social Media Curve. You really need to stay ahead of life's curve in order to get involved with a social media curve or anything that you want to do in life. If you want to better yourself in your life, you really need to get back on track. Reset your goals, whether it's writing them down, open up an Evernote or a notepad on your computer. Write those goals down. Read them every single day. Just get some plan in store. Even if it's a temporary one, just do something, anything. My main thing, and I've done for years, I was a kid, I wrote poetry, did a lot of writing. I was in a band back in the 80s, and I did a lot of songwriting. Did radio in the 90s. I did writing there because I had to write my show, right? I remember recording one of my very first radio program, which I paid for out of my own pocket. I had a couple of sponsors, so it actually was very helpful. It was a late-night show. My whole reason and purpose to getting on the air was not to be a star, but was to sell an item or two of something I was marketing at that particular time. I did pretty good with it, but quite honestly, it was getting kind of costly there. Call it brokered radio. Brokered radio, the way it was happening with me was I was going broker every time I got on the air because the profit wasn't there. But it was great to be on the air. The experience I got, it was a six-hour show. I went from Saturday night into Sunday morning. And I had quite a bit of listeners. Had a great range of listeners in the Detroit metropolitan area, even in Canada, people that were listening to me and would call in and write in and buy my product. It was sensational. Had I been able to afford to stay on the air, I probably would have stayed on the air. But my very last show that I recorded, I actually had a wedding. I was actually going to be out of town, and I had a wedding to attend. So I recorded that show. It was a six-hour show, mind you, okay? I pre-recorded that show. With the editing and all other stuff, it took me about 12 to 14 hours to record that show. So to get ready for that show and to record that show and to make 6 hours, I did my own commercials, ads, had a product we were selling, which was a sensational product, put the stuff in your tires, and your tires really not necessary. Don't ever go flat. You have to put a nail in it. Pull that nail out, and the stuff will just automatically seal it. Great product. The gentleman that supported me with that, I really appreciated him. Out there, he's a prince of a man. That's his name, actually. But he was phenomenal as far as supporting that particular show for me because he was my main sponsor. Okay, and I did a commercial to where wife calls in and she's on the street and the tire iron. You hear a tire iron falls because you got a flat tire. Things like that. I mean, it was something. It was extremely low budget. And I did what I could do with what I had, but with my vision and where I was going with that and the writing I had to do, okay, getting back to writing, it's full circle here. The reason why I'm bringing this up is that, I don't just, like today, I get on a show and I can have a few notes in front of me, but for the most part, I can ad lib and I can go on and talk about a subject or two or three during a program and basically come across to where I want to educate somebody. I want to be able to give them more information so they can make a better educated decision on whatever they're doing. That's really the whole premise of this program in the first place. Why I even came back in here was to do that. If you just tune in, I appreciate you tuning in today. This is Robert J. with Your Radio Promo. Today we're concentrating on a subject called Staying Ahead of the Social Media Curve. It's the first program of a small series. We basically just want to focus on helping folks to just get back and on track. Get in the social media game, if you want to call it that. Focus, do something every single day. Blogging is so important, I feel. Blogging is writing. just write whatever your passion is, even for practice. Get out, get a notepad out. Just if you want to write on paper, that's fine. 2 or 3 paragraphs. Doesn't have to be very long, but something that you're passionate about. The whole premise of blogging, it's a couple things. For a marketer's standpoint, is to get more promotion out there, to give information, to give content, to share content that you know that you can help others with, okay, that can help somebody else. And with the reward with that is at the very end of your blog, it says something like, Robert J. is an author, a radio DJ, former band member, former aerospace engineer, however you want to promote it. It doesn't have to be former, all that stuff. Like I just said, basically, 2 sentences. Really, in the 2 sentences, you want to edify yourself. Something like, Robert J. has been blogging for several years now, and songwriter, musician, has written poetry, and his main passion in his life is to share his gift with others to help them have a better life. You can contact him at rj@rjokwillis.club. That's rj at, and by the way, I'm repeating that, but that's, we'll say something like that. You can say even at your Twitter address, at consumerview is my, I have several Twitter accounts. For right now, I may be changing some things up soon, but if you go to at consumerview, you'll catch me there. But just two lines, maybe 3 lines tops, just tells a little bit about you. Then go on and write your next blog. You keep that particular little bio, if you will, about yourself, okay? And when you write your next blog, it's there. You write a blog about taking your kid to school in the morning, about crocheting. You write about poetry. You write about taking a trip across country. Whatever it happens to be. It's basically giving you some credits. And they call it, for short, cred. Giving you credit for writing the article, okay, for sharing your knowledge so the next person can be helped with it. I've had so many times, quite a few times, where I'm working on the car, I'm building something, I go right to YouTube and somebody is taking their time to spend, 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it is, 5 minutes, to show me how to fix this particular item, how to accomplish a task. And I could put it on pause. If I was building a bike for my son last year, as an example. And I'm not the most handyman type of person, okay? But, and I'm the test to be or not. But I will tell you, I was able to come back time and time again, and it became more clear. And I sat down, so I take a little break, and I just educate myself a little bit more and get back to it and accomplish my task. So, but that's pretty much what you want to do, is you want to make sure that you're constantly educating yourself. Being involved with network marketing companies and several other direct sales companies in my career, the biggest thing they've always promoted was the fact of, positive thinking, listening to positive tapes and reading books, everything they're right on the money with all those things, okay? One thing that's also now with technology is so great, you go to YouTube, you can Google anything you want, and you want to hear your favorite speaker. And whether you're looking at them or not, even if you're at, you're busy doing something else, you can actually have that recording playing, the audio portion of it, and hear what they're sharing on how they build their business, or maybe gain some tips and some ideas of how you can build your business and be a success within the blogging community or whatever you're focusing on. Now, as far as staying ahead of the social media curve, I'm going to touch on that a little bit today, and then, like I said, we'll continue on our next show. But for the most part, Facebook, as you all know, everybody's heard of Facebook, whether you're an elderly person and maybe you're hearing this for the first time, and maybe for years on end, you've always said, I'm not getting on the internet, I don't know how it works. It's not really a choice anymore. You really need to be on there because it's great for your own communication. We're able to, if there's a problem with the family or I need to get a hold of somebody, a lot of times I can get a hold of them on Facebook as opposed to even calling them on telephone. I put a little Messenger on there, I send them a little message, boom, I'm able to get in contact with grandma or my wife or the kids, things of that nature. So it is a great tool whether you want to market or not. Maybe you just want to have it just for your convenience. It's like the microwave, right? Who knew back in the was it late 70s, early 80s, how we were able to get on the air, or excuse me, actually get get on the air too, I guess. But when you had the microwave, it first came out, and most people were doing using their ovens. But everybody adapted to it, and everybody and their sister, brother, and grandmother, family had a microwave in their home, and it was pretty amazing. Love you. It's pretty amazing how that has evolved. Of course, computer, same thing. Pretty much one in every single home is more than one now that we've got the tablets and all kinds of different devices. So, but with Facebook, it's so important to definitely get yourself on Facebook. If you're not on it right now, you're way behind, okay? You need to get on Facebook. And if you want to do it strictly for marketing, that's fine. You know, invite friends. If you don't want your family on there, you just wait. You can adjust the privacy buttons and all that stuff. But just get on there. You know, set yourself up with a Facebook and get over to YouTube and listen to some of the people, how they're marketing with Facebook, how they're building Facebook. You know, become a student. Don't be so proud. Like, oh, I know everything. I was a marketer. I do everything. You know, made phone calls, a great salesman. That's great. Take that experience and bring that over to the 21st century, okay? Get yourself on Facebook. Another one, of course, is Twitter. By all means, get Facebook, Twitter. Everything you sign up with, by the way, keep one name. If it's your name, if you want to keep it private, you want to come up with a nickname or the name of your company, by all means, use the same name. Be uniform. I'm working on that right now to kind of fix that. I've got three or four different names I've used as far as, you know, my company name, a website I was promoting, things of that nature. You could build fan pages, too, down the road. But right now, if you're just to take a baby steps, get yourself on Facebook, get yourself on Twitter. Just get in there and sign up. You can go back there and eat on each one, set them up properly, okay? Rome wasn't built in a day, okay? It may take a little time to get that all situated. However, just get on there. Another website you want to get on, of course, is Instagram. Who doesn't like to take pictures? Instagram is huge right now. It's having so much success. So many people are getting on there. A lot of young people are on there, but you know what? If you get on there and if you're using it for marketing purposes, it can really build a lot of traffic to your product or your service. Another one I use also is Pinterest. Pinterest is similar to Instagram. Pinterest is also geared towards pictures. Pictures, you can actually take them. They can actually be linked. You can come back to your site, and you want to actually share that with other people that are like-minded with you. In other words, if you're out there wanting to consult about how to build a home-based business, right? Believe it or not, even though they may be your competition, it's still great to rub shoulders, if you will, to communicate, to work with those people in that particular industry. There's nothing wrong with that because those people are going to help you and you're going to help them. It's better to have a number of individuals who have the same cause, same desire, okay? Of course, getting customers and being successful. But there's nothing wrong with actually being part of the club, if you will, in that particular industry. Nothing. It's phenomenal. And I've been learning about this stuff recently myself, so it's nothing. I'm a baby in this kind of analogy, too. I was always worried of most internet marketers, when the industry first started out, they're all worried about, you know, oh, it's my PayPal account. I want to have strictly just for me and all that. And that's cool. You know, you get training and all that stuff. We're going to help you and this and that. But then everybody came down to everybody, every man or every woman, every child for themselves. It's actually now turned around a little bit to where you're actually complementing each other's business. Another social media device, which is huge, is YouTube. Get yourself a YouTube channel going. You can actually, if you have a Gmail account, set that up with through Gmail. Anytime you have a Hangout over there on YouTube, you can actually, if you record a Hangout, and like this stuff, say if you're totally a novice, somebody's brand new in the business, you may not totally understand how this works. But once again, The information, the training is out there. You can actually purchase trainings too. Don't get me wrong. There's lots of guys and gals out there that have some great information that is definitely worth the price that they're charging. A lot of them have come down so much in price as of late. A lot of the professionals who are very successful making millions of dollars on the internet, definitely follow their lead as well. By all means, please follow them. Anyway, but that's kind of, I want to just let everybody know, this is Robert J. I'm with my show, the Your Radio Promo. I want to share today, I'm really pretty much staying ahead of the social media curve. Social media and the internet is forever changing. And if you want to consider it, like if you're on a road and you're going around that curve and it's continually curving, believe it or not, when it curves, if you curve, keep on going around in circles, it comes full circle. What I mean by that is that everything you do in your life, everything you've done, whether it was past successes or even failures, it's actually going to be counted towards your further gain because of the education that you were able to establish and the experience, what you went through, how you handled it. It's going to make you a stronger person. Life, in and of itself, is full of twists and turns, right? Just remember that as you're going into working on social media. Stay ahead of the curve. And what really mean the really full, complete meaning of staying ahead of the social media curve is keep tabs on what is going on. What's the latest and greatest thing that's out there right now in social media? What are people going towards? What are people attracted towards? I recently started, found out and was told about a great medium called Blab TV. Blab is phenomenal. A lot of people I've noticed too that a lot of great superstars are being attracted to that as well. Even myself, I've thrown my hat in the ring on that one, and I plan on doing maybe a weekly show for right now, and also plan on hanging out and learning from other individuals. Like I mentioned earlier, I can learn so much from these people that have been there, that have been successful, that are doing it, okay, that I'm going to go into these, you know, be educated and go into chat rooms, go into webinars. Do what you got to do. Just get yourself up to par and just stay, keep yourself, keep your ear to the ground. And the ground meaning, not, I shouldn't say the ground, but keep your ear to the wall. Like, in other words, listen to what's going on out there, the buzz, okay? But Blab is definitely one of the great things that's happening. And there are other ones as well. Snapchat has been around for a couple years. Mostly teenagers and young kids do that now. But believe it or not, it's actually helping out a lot of people, entrepreneurs, towards their marketing efforts. Because look at what's it, Vine? That's another one. Vine is a six-second video that people, you know, do funny stuff or whatever. These people are making millions of dollars now by doing a Vine. So like I say, sky's the limit. And if some particular item or social media seems like it's kind of slowing down, yeah, you might want to take a walk or look at something else, but focus on something else. But by all means, please feel free to take this information I give you today and use it to your best ability. Wish you the very best of health and wealth. Look forward to chatting with you again. This is Robert J. with Your Radio Promo. So appreciate you joining us today. You can catch me on my Twitter address at ConsumerView. That's ConSumerView. You can also check out my website at ViralVoiceOvers.com. That's ViralVoiceOvers.com. Have yourself a wonderful day, everybody. Wish you the very best of health and wealth.
Get. riches and